So when work becomes all about activity, we have to begin prioritizing activity. I'm moving really quick. I'm answering things. We have to stay away from things that require more long-term focused effort. We get alienated. And I use this phrase. I mean, obviously, it's a German concept that comes out of Marxism, this alienation from labor. Actually, this is a relevant way to think about what's happening with pseudo-productivity, is that we get alienated from our ability to produce things that matter. And that really is a state that's psychologically distressing. It's the, you know, this is me. It's like the Pale King, David Foster Wallace. Just I'm sitting here moving things back and forth, emails back and forth. I'm going on Zooms, getting, you know, taking notes from the meetings and sending follow-ups. And like, what am I actually doing here? Right. That is supremely frustrating. Humans like to see their intentions made manifest concretely in the world. That's a quote from Matt Crawford and Shop Class is Soul Craft. Got to get that right. Where he talks about the pleasures of manual competency. We like to see our intentions made manifest, you know, concretely in the world. We do get great pleasure out of it. So that's part of what makes slow productivity a lot more sustainable. It's not just that you're not overloaded, but you can actually see what you're producing